So now we don't even know whether the sun is good or bad for you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I remember once upon a time you could eat bacon and eggs for breakfast, have a few cups of coffee, put salt on your roast beef at dinner, relax in the sunshine, and still live to collect Social Security. But then scientists began doing studies to determine what was good for you and bad for you. And they found out that sunshine gave you cancer, eggs and coffee could aggravate heart disease, and that salt raised your blood pressure. So we cut down on eggs, coffee, salt, and dipped ourselves in sunscreen. And then scientists did more studies, and they found that yes, salt could raise your blood pressure, except that if you stop using salt, that could raise your risk of heart attack, aggravate your asthma, cause kidney stones, gastric cancer, and osteoporosis. And that while coffee can increase coronary risk, it can also prevent gallstones and headaches, except when it causes headaches. So you can drink water, that seems pretty safe, except for the study which found that three athletes who drank too much water during the Boston Marathon almost died. No problem, you can drink wine, because studies indicate wine is the reason the French can eat and smoke all they want and still look arrogant. Except other studies find the French also walk a lot, maybe that's what's doing it. And then came the study which concluded that while too much sunshine indeed causes cancer, too little sunshine may leave you without the vitamin D that prevents cancer, forcing us to conclude that scientific studies into what's good and bad for you are bad for you. They're like a nutritional filibuster. Although reading about them does provide a certain aerobic benefit. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.